This started with a series of events through the Verrill Brooks Foundation. They were able to modify their trust fund that had supported a lot of scholarships in Rivola Township for years. And that modification was approved last March in 2025, $1.5 million donation. And so with that, we knew the time was then to get started on this project. And through the series early spring and then late summer, we got bids for the general contractor, and that was awarded to Centennial Construction. One of the biggest benefits is going to be for our volunteers when they do maintenance, when they do training, to actually be able to walk around the apparatus, the fire engines completely. Our current station, the trucks are backed into where you can get through on one side, but maybe not on the other side. And so that's going to be a big benefit for them. Where they keep the turnout gear is going to be much handier to get into it and get into the trucks. We're also going to be able to fill inside, which is something we don't have the ability to do right now. And with our partnership with Tri-County Ambulance, we have nowhere currently that that ambulance could sit if the situation is good for them to do that. And with the extra bay now and the extra bay door, that's the ambulances out in this area and doesn't have to transport, it can now sit in New Windsor.